What's up, y'all? Welcome again aboard the Hype Train podcast, or Hype Train roller coaster, or whatever you want to call it, for an emergency session. We got our boys Hunter, Miller, and Chandler. How are you guys doing?
Two Millers are better than none. You got the Hunter Miller in there. You didn't get the Chandler Miller.
I thought saying Miller twice would be a little redundant.
There's no relation, although I wish there was. You know, like having Hunter as like, you know, the long lost cousin would be kind of cool. But
honestly, all my cousins are like girls that are my age, are girls. So having Chandler in a family reunion would be a ton of fun.
Oh yeah, well just invite me anyways, and I'll sneak in there.
You're a Miller. That's all they check.
Yeah,
for sure. You need a valid driver's license.
I got that.
So I guess do we just get right into
it? What a morning. For those who knew and are subscribed to Coug Connect, what a night last night was with the rumors swirling. It went from Keaton Slovis tweeting Elder to being like, no, Keaton's just messing with like Cody. Like it's just,
I thought he was throwing shade. When it first popped out, I was like, oh, Keaton, like.
But it went from a hard no, he's not coming back, Keaton's just throwing shade, to holy bleep, I think he's coming back, to okay, 99.9% sure he's coming back in a span of about 10 minutes. Right? Yeah. Like that's why I sent the snip snap gif on Twitter last night for those who follow me. Like the snip snap office, Michael Scott, like that's in reality what last night was. Of he's not coming back. Okay, maybe he's coming back. No, he's not coming back. He's definitely coming back. In like a 10-minute stretch, all of us were huddled around our phones. I've been huddled around my phone all morning again today because I think it was like 7 a.m. this morning. We got the text of like, hey, 10 a.m. this morning, like announcements going out. Like it's just been a whirlwind of 72 hours from being on a cruise ship. Joe and I, Chandler, unfortunately, was not on the cruise with us next year. But being on a cruise ship with players, including a wide receiver room teammate in Keanu Hill, when the news first drops that Cody Epps has entered the transfer portal, everything that entailed and talking with the guys there and what they had been hearing, which evidently was very little to nothing.
Oh, let's give the listener some context, like tell them where we were. Let's just tell the story. So we are in the family-friendly comedy show on the cruise ship. Mason Wake and Keanu Hill are with us. Like we're all just kind of enjoying our time. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Jake Brandon, for like the CEO of Coug Connect, texts us all and was like,
sitting in a row behind us.
Right. And he just goes like, yo, did a receiver just enter the portal? And then Chandler breaks the news to us. Yeah, it was Cody Epps. And we're all just like devastated, and we look over and
in
like
a family-friendly comedy show.
In a family-friendly comedy show, and like Mason and Keanu were just like gone, and so we're just like, "Whoa, what the heck? Did they just find out when we did?" So then, like after the show, we go to dinner. We see Max, Miles, Mason, and Keanu, and we're like, "Hey, did you guys have any idea that this was happening?" And they were like, "No, not at all." Like
I think the only one who said anything was Keanu. He's like, it's not a total surprise. He said something, it's not word for word verbatim, so don't quote me on it. But it was something along the lines of, you know, he had said a couple of things in passing during spring ball that kind of made Keanu think, well, maybe he's looking at or entertaining the idea of entering the portal. But the fact that he did end up in the portal and did enter on Sunday night was a complete shock. Like, he hadn't heard anything. Like, there's same wide receiver room, like, all that. Right. So it was shocking to, I think, everyone that was on the boat, including, you know, Jake, who had worked with Cody at Coug Connect, as well as his teammates. So there we are trying to enjoy our last night on the cruise with all these guys, and became kind of a moment of mourning for, I think, a lot of us.
So, yeah, we're all just like, we're kind of talking through that at dinner the entire night. That's all we could talk about is like, you know, what's up with Cody? How do you guys feel about that? He wasn't responding to anybody, to my knowledge. That includes coaches, includes teammates. Just kind of like ghosted, more or less. And it was like a firm, like, okay, is he just like, and because there have been rumors, like after the season ended, like there were a bunch of rumors like, oh yeah, he's getting, you know, X and X amounts of dollars from USC. He's getting all these offers. Like, is he going to enter the transfer portal? And that was like a big thing. So the fact that he made it through the first transfer portal window was like, okay, he's good. He's solid. But,
and it wasn't even just that, it was that he was linked to USC, you know, for big money, all this stuff. And through it all, he was sending, you know, tweets and Instagram posts talking about, you know, the LES mission September 2nd. Like, by all accounts and through his own social media and interviews, was like, I'm very happy here. I'm not looking to leave. Like, I want to be wide receiver one for BYU next year. But so that's what we were living in, right, on the cruise ship. Chandler was back home. We didn't have great internet. But Chandler was back home in Utah. What was the reaction like kind of from you guys back on in the States and on the mainland, not out on the open sea?
Well, I wish I was out in the open sea with y'all, because that sounds like it was a bit more lively. But yeah, I was just here and saw the tweet and I was like, wait, what? Like, mentioned it to my roommates. They were shocked as well, being familiar with the program, and especially from Cody, who you had mentioned was kind of the most vocal ambassador of like what BYU brings and offers to the table, especially for someone who isn't a member of the church, and just all the different great connections, how it's been such a good experience for him, how he felt like it was very personal and just kind of exactly what he's been needing in his life. And then to see, and that was just back in like early March, that he had been saying things like that in interviews, and the video clips are up on Twitter and all that. So to see it mentioned the portal was a total shock to everybody. And I remember seeing the timeline in kind of dismay, all the different rumors, both from BYU fans as well as Ute fans who love just speculating as much as we do about why he entered the portal and whatnot. And yeah, it was definitely a pretty wild reaction, but I think it was warranted given the surprise factor there, and especially with who Cody is.
Yeah, and remember, like, that's the first rule of portal entering, right? Like, if someone from your team enters the portal, it's just your coach clearing the way to make room for his guys.
Uh-huh.
And if it's
all the scholarship,
if a guy from your rival leaves, it's, oh, it's a sign of the culture. It's really bad, and you know everything is bad at that stop. But we can get to.
So you muted yourself. Joe's muted.
Well, okay. how much of that did you catch?
Last 5 seconds, you were out.
we can get to some of those Ute comments later, because they're great, and there were some great hot takes that people were throwing out right when he entered the portal. However,
can I just say this about the portal real quick? The amount of like tweets I got, and like even texts from people who are like, this is exactly what's wrong with college football. Like, NIL portals ruining, you know, college sports. Yet those same people are like, also every time BYU gets a guy, like when Eddie Heckard came to BYU, like I didn't see a single tweet or get a single text being like, wow, this portal, it's killing college football. Like, everyone's hype. And I just love like the BYU gets guys in the portal, and it's like, this is awesome. Like, we love it. BYU portal university. And then as soon as the BYU guy enters the portal, it's like, I can't believe the portal killing college football again.
Right.
It's another victim.
So I guess like I'll still give you guys my takes. We were thinking about recording last night before any of this happened, and I'm still going to give you guys those takes, because I guess they still apply. Like, the transfer portal and NIL is still the best thing that's happened to college football since the 1980s. Like, the most exciting time for college football was the 1980s, when like the Pony Express was going on, like guys are getting, you know, brown paper bags full of cash. Like, that is an incredibly exciting time of college football, and it's what college football has always been. Now it can just be done legally and out in the open, which honestly is probably the better way for it to be done. So like, at the end of there's still some things that need to be worked out.
Shady.
And it's definitely hard for, like, for coaches, for example. It's incredibly brutal that, you know, you make it through spring ball, the portal window's about to close, and all of a sudden one of your best player leaves, like, you know, two hours before the portal closes. Like, that sucks. Yeah. But, like, it's in my view, I still love the transfer portal. Like, you can't, to your point, Hunter, you can't praise the portal when you're getting guys in and then hate it when guys are leaving. Like, it's not that the reason I was so upset, and like I tweeted out, like, I love Cody. I want nothing but for the best for him, but I don't want dudes on this team that don't want to be on this team. And I still feel that way. Like, it's great. Like, we believe in repentance, and I'm glad that Cody is coming back. And like, I'd obviously rather have him on the team than not. And it's great that like he went and tested the waters, went into the portal and realized like BYU is still where he wants to be. And so I'm okay with that. Like, again, not that he has to answer to me or anything. So I don't know him, but like, I still love Cody Epps, and I'm going to cheer for him as hard as ever on Sunday or on Saturdays and on Sundays.
And on Sundays. Yeah. Yeah.
Saturdays for a year or two, Sundays after that.
Right. What? So I still love the kid. What bothered me was the way that he entered the portal. The fact that his coaches were blindsided, the players, like his teammates were blindsided. Like, it just kind of feels like he was getting really bad advice from someone. Mm-hmm. I know that he has an agent, but I'm not sure like what the ins and outs of that whole situation were that led him to enter the portal. But I think we can all objectively say that the way that it was done was wrong. And I think Cody knows that it was wrong because his statement that he put out today, like, addressed all of our concerns that we had. Mm-hmm. So like, he knows it. I hope that, you know, he's going out of his way to make things right with all of his teammates. It's good to see teammates coming out and supporting him on Twitter today. But you can't praise the portal when it works for you and then hate it when it doesn't. I still think BYU's come out ahead, especially now that Cody is coming back. But it's, yeah, just obviously a huge whirlwind of emotions. I was like kind of sitting there the other night, just like in sad boy hours, watching Cody Epps highlights against Notre Dame and Arkansas, and just thinking like, man, how is BYU going to replace this? Like, he's so good after the catch. Like, he's the only guy on the team probably that can take a screen pass and take it to the end zone. And like, BYU was really going to miss that this year, even with the new, you know, all the receivers that we have on the roster and the new guy, Darius Lassiter, is coming in. Like, BYU wasn't going to have that. And now BYU does. And so I think obviously 15-0 is back on, not that it was ever off, but,
14-1 was on the table. 15-0.
I was worried about 14-1 for a sec. Yeah.
Yeah. It went from 15-0 to 14-1. Now, after this morning's news, we're back on 15-0.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know. Like, I have a lot that I personally feel about the way he announced. I think you're right. Like, I think objectively, like, it could have been done better. You know, you could have talked to your teammates. You could have, you know, let them know. Like, the fact that your teammates and your wide receiver room teammates, like Keanu Hill, had to learn about this from, you know, I think it was Max Olson from The Athletic who first tweeted it out. Like, the fact that that's how kind of some of your closest teammates are learning about this news, I think is objectively, you know, the wrong way to do it. At the same time, I'm sure it's a tough decision for him to initially make that jump and say, you know what, I'm going to enter the transfer portal. I'm sure there's a lot of people in his ear talking to him about why he should enter the transfer portal, you know, how much money he could make through NIL at some other schools, stuff like that. But I think, you know, hopefully it's a learning and a growing process for Cody. Hopefully it, you know, it doesn't sour, fans don't, you know, sour on Cody because of that, or hopefully he doesn't sour towards some of the fans because of their reaction to the way he entered the transfer portal. You know, there may be some salty feelings, I think, for the next couple of weeks between different parties, but hopefully that kind of works itself out. And as we kind of get into the summer and as the season gets closer and closer, people just embrace Cody, and this, it becomes a small road bump in his ultimately super successful BYU football career. I'm so excited. Like, I think, and the fact that BYU got Darius Lassiter while Cody was in the portal too, like, you're now essentially looking, and we talked about it on the last podcast, you had Chase, Cody, Keanu, and then it was a bunch of question marks after that. Well, now you're adding Darius Lassiter to that group. I think BYU probably still goes out and gets another portal wide receiver. And so you're probably looking at five really solid contributors. And then you have some, you know, freshmen like Dom Henry, Josiah Phillips. I think it can be a really, really talented wide receiver room headlined by the return of Cody Epps. But what was, I guess, like, I mean, I know what the reaction was to Cody Epps coming back, but like, when you're in that moment, like, what's going through your guys' heads, at least, like, when you first get a text being like, I think what the word for word was like, holy bleep, this might actually be happening with no context.
Well, dude, like the door was closed. Like it was so like
it was a hard like he's not coming back. He's like I think it was we got one too.
Don't let the door hit you on your way out, kind of feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone with like gone in the first gone in all caps, right? Like we went from that to holy bleep,
like burning the ships.
5 minutes. In 5 minutes. Like yeah. It was such a fast turnaround.
For me, like finding out he's coming back for me is just like I sent it out this morning, but it was just like, I love you, Cody Epps, but like what the heck? But also I love you. Like it's
yeah.
I'm still like kind of dumbfounded by what happened. Again, I cannot speak for Cody at all for why he entered. I only know what mm-hmm. I know. But it's just bizarre. Like I'm with you guys. Like I cannot wait for the 30 for 30. I can't wait for whatever podcast he goes on next and like explains like one. Yeah, hopefully it's the hype train one, right?
yeah.
To figure out like, you know, what's kind of like what happened, like what was going through his mind, who was telling mm-hmm. him what. I don't know. I just want to know why, but like, it's clear he's still a BYU guy. Like his statement was great. The comment about I have too many teammates' weddings to go to was like straight out of a ChatGPT statement on what a BYU receiver would say.
Yeah.
Like I still love the kid. And like, I'm really excited he's coming back because he's just a dang good football player, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he's something that BYU doesn't have on the roster. There are no other Cody Epps. Like there are other big, you know, 6'4" receivers that can get the job done, but there isn't another Cody Epps on this roster. So I'm glad he's back. Stunned with how all of that went down, but it's good to have him home.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Jenna. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was going to mention, you know, that Elder Holland talk about like the father and the son, and they take the wrong route, and then the son asks, Dad, why did we take the wrong route? And he says, like, sometimes you take the wrong route just so you know that that was the wrong route, you know, and then you feel good about the route you're on. That's kind of what Cody Epps went through in like a 36-hour window, I guess. And unfortunately, right, like it did seem like he managed to ruffle a lot of feathers along the way. And one of those things was that he wasn't responding, from what it sounds like, to a lot of people who had done a lot of things for him, whether coaches, teammates, as well as people who had helped him out with NIL stuff. And so, like Hunter alluded to, I think there's still some awkward conversations to be had. And I can only imagine the next time he sees like Fessy in person, like, so like, let's catch up. What's going on exactly? Right. But I'm obviously glad to have him back. And like you mentioned before, with the transfer portal, it's been very good to BYU. Even I would say if Cody Epps had left and decided to continue to leave, it'd still be a net positive. And obviously still waiting on some potential either wide receivers or others that might be coming in. Shout out to KuConnect for some more scoops on maybe stuff happening later this week. But yeah, yep. There's still a lot to process there, but glad to have him back overall. And what a whirlwind as fans. What a fun little weekend.
The way that I'm able to like talk myself in and out of things too, like is I surprise myself. Like Cody entered the portal. I'm like, thanks. Sad to see him leave. But like, you know, a wide receiver like Cody, probably not going to be a huge difference when it comes to wins and losses. Like, it's not like BYU went from a 7-8-4 team to a 4-8 team just because Cody left. Like that was my feeling 48 hours ago. And now I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. BYU 15-0. Cody Epps is going to be the Big 12 player of the year. Like, I don't care. Right? Like,
yeah.
It's just like so insane. Like, even like, and I recognize that it's just like crazy how I'm able to like flip flop like that, but it's true. Like,
Hunter Miller.
Like, I went from like, who needs them to being like, this is the greatest day of my life.
Hunter Miller, conductor of the Bipolar Express.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be awesome. But, I mean, like, go ahead.
So, like, this is Fessy tweeted this. I don't know if you guys see it, but he said a lot can be said about why Cody may have entered the portal, but this much I can say: he is all BYU. He's given so much to this program and will continue to do so. Love you, Cody. So, like, again, hopefully that relationship can work out. There's no way that he's not going to be on the field, like if he's available. So I don't think there's any worries about that. One thing I know you guys are all probably curious about is, like, is he making more NIL? Like, it was this kind of like a ploy to just get more NIL dollars? To my knowledge, the answer is no. I don't think he's making a dime more in NIL today than he was at BYU than he was last week. I really think, like, he went out there, weighed his options, and realized that. And, like, this was the other thing, like, that we were kind of talking about on the cruise, like, when it first happened. It's like, okay, you're a top three wide receiver at BYU. Like, you are one of the guys, if not the guy. You're beloved by everyone here. Everyone who's a BYU fan knows your name. You have a great connections. You just got into the Marriott School. Like, that's going to help your business career long before you leave college. Like, mm-hmm. you have all this stuff here that's going for you, and you're going to leave that for like $200,000 more to go to Ole Miss or Tennessee or Auburn, or like, is that really worth it? And I think my own opinion, again, no inside source on this, like, it just kind of feels like he panicked. Like, the portal window is closing. He's hearing all this stuff and he says, okay, I'll go, like, I'll jump in and see what's there. And then, like, had a chance to think about it, like, with clarity, kind of like what Chandler was saying in that wrong roads analogy, like, realizing, like, no, there's a lot more than just football that I can accomplish mm-hmm. here at BYU. And that kind of led to him going back. And keep in mind, I'm pretty sure it was Cody reaching out to the coaches wanting to come back. Like, I'm pretty sure coaches were ready to move on. And, like, they had already offered like 10 receivers at that point.
Yeah, I mean, you could absolutely see that Fessy was like, all right, like, on to the next. Like, just by the way that, like, my Twitter feed all day, like, Monday and Tuesday was wide receiver recruits in the portal, tweeting out graphics being like, blessed to receive an offer to BYU, blessed to receive an offer. Like, that was my entire Twitter timeline for, like, 24 hours was wide receivers in the transfer portal being, like, blessed to receive an offer from Coach Fessy Satake and BYU, right? So I think it absolutely was like Fessy's moving on, the team's moving on. By all accounts, it does seem like Kalani has a culture when it comes to the portal of, like, if you're not aligned with us, like, that's fine. Best of luck to you. See ya. But, like, we want, like, I think you tweeted out too, like, you love Cody, but you don't want players who don't want to be here. And I think that's kind of a similar approach to what the coaches take, where it's like, hey, if you want to enter the transfer portal, like, that's great. That's your prerogative. We wish you the best of luck. See you later. Right. And we'll go out and we'll find guys who want to be here. So I do think it was Cody reaching back out to the team. But if you take a step back for a moment and, like, place yourself in Cody's shoes, because I think you kind of hit the nail on the head a little bit when you talk about how Cody may have just panicked a little bit. Like, Thursday night, his high school quarterback, teammate, friend, Bryce Young, goes number one in the NFL draft, is going to be making, you know, upwards of $35 million in the next few years, not including endorsement deals. He's like the star of the show. He's going to be a face of a franchise at the NFL level. Meanwhile, you are hearing rumblings and probably whisperings from people in your ear and in your inner circle that, like, hey, you could be making $200,000 at the University of Tennessee. You could be going to Auburn and be making X amount. You could be, you know, go to Miami and make $150,000, like, whatever it was. And those are all just guess numbers. Those aren't, you know, I don't think anyone's reported those numbers, but it'd be pretty hard to, like, see a guy you grew up with and played with going number one in the NFL draft. Meanwhile, you're hearing in your ear, like, hey, go make, you know, six figures at some of these big time SEC or ACC programs and not panic a little bit as you're 2 hours away from the portal window closing. It would suck. Like, it would be difficult as a, you know, however old Cody is, 20, 21 year old kid, to not be like, I can make how much at this SEC school? Like, okay, like, some of my classmates are making millions now in the NFL. I want to get paid. They're going to be, you know, driving, you know, Ferraris and Lamborghinis and lifted trucks around. Like, I want a little bit of a taste of that lifestyle. However short-sighted that may be, it's hard as a kid who's 21 years old to not see that and be like, I want some of that as well.
Which, honestly,
go to the money.
Totally understandable. Like, yeah. And that's the
it's
thing.
It's hard,
like,
for me to say I wouldn't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like all of us, like I think message board geniuses tweeted out, like there was a poll on Cougar Board that said like, okay, you're offered $5 million to be a bench warmer at USC or $500,000 to be a starter at BYU. Which one are you taking? And like 18% of BYU fans said they'd stay at BYU. And the thing was like 18% of BYU fans are liars. Like that's true. Like I think all of us given the opportunity would take the money and run. So like, again, it's why
in he real entered world, the in portal, real world situation even like your job right now, Joe, like you love your job by all accounts. I love my job by all accounts. If someone else came by like in a different job and was like, hey, you're making X amount, we'll give you $100,000 raise to come to, you know, do the same job at this different company. Like, I don't think there's a soul on earth that would be like, no, thanks. Like, I'm loyal to the job I have now.
Which like, and keep in mind, like this has been my opinion on it. Like before and after Cody is announcing he's coming back. Like, again, it was never why, like it's never about why he entered the portal. It was all just about how for me, it was about
100%.
And again, like I get that too. Like when I was, you know, 20, 21 years old and like, there was a girl that I was dating who Every one of us who is dated has probably ghosted someone at some point along the line. And so like, again,
let he who hasn't cast the first
time. Right. So I get it. I don't like it. I think all of us acknowledge that ghosting is bad, but we've all done it just because like, it's hard. Like it is hard to end those relationships for good. But like, again, you still got to communicate. That's something that hopefully he will learn down the line, just not at BYU, because hopefully he just stays forever. But it's, I think like when the news broke there, I think the way that I phrased some things probably on Twitter made it sound like I was really angry at Cody or like attacking him. Like that was never my intention. It was more just explaining like, yeah, if you don't want to be here, it's best for all parties involved that you're not here. But again, if he wants to come back, great. I think the way he handled it was really immature, but he's also 20 years old. So that's also understandable. Like, I think from here, we move on, and look at the good from the situation, which is at least now, like it's cool for Cody that he knows his value. Like he was an undersized receiver out of Modern Day who like set records at the high school level, was Bryce Young's number one guy, and his best offer at a high school was BYU. And so like, I love BYU more than anyone. Most people who are not members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints probably don't feel the same way about BYU that I do. And so like, I imagine out of high school, Cody probably wanted all those Tennessee offers. He wanted that Auburn offer, that Ole Miss offer. And now he's gotten it. Like he entered the portal and within 24 hours, you got Deion, you got Coach Prime offering him a scholarship. You got, you know, Lane Kiffin offering him a scholarship. So at least like now he knows his value. And so the fact that like, we know his value too now, like we knew the competing offers that were out there. And he still chose BYU. Like that is a huge win for the program that a guy like him would stick around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like you, not to keep going back to like, hey, we tweeted this or you tweeted that, but like the tweet you sent where it's like Cody Epps coming back to BYU and then the Winnie the Pooh in a fancy tuxedo suit, BYU got a wide receiver over Ole Miss, Auburn, Miami. Like, it does show that, like, at the end of the day, Cody does love BYU, right? Like, regardless of why he left or how he left or everything about it in the situation, which I think we all maybe have some regrets over the last 72 hours, whether it's, you know, Cody, how he left. I'm sure there are fans out there that regret some tweets or some DMs or whatever it is or some things they even just said in private conversations with friends about Cody. At the end of the day, like, Cody loves BYU. Like all the tweets he was sending, the Instagram captions talking about how he loves BYU, like that proved true in the end. And I think that's something that you can, you know, every fan can take solace in and be excited about that. Here's a wide receiver who, you know, maybe he panicked. Maybe there was a lapse in judgment. Maybe he really did, you know, get some bad advice. Maybe he did want the money for a second. But at the end of the day, his love for BYU and his desire to play for BYU is what won out. Over all the other offers, over the money, over any talk, Like, he was truthful when he was talking about how much he loved it in Provo and loved playing for BYU. And in the end, that's ultimately what mattered. And he decided to stay or to come back. And I think that's really encouraging as a BYU fan. And in the meanwhile, while he was in the portal, you got Darius Lassiter from Eastern Michigan. I still think BYU goes out and gets another wide receiver. And I think that this is going to be a really, really talented wide receiver group. And you pair that with Aiden Robbins in running back and Miles Davis at running back and Hinkley and LJ Martin coming in from high school. You have Keaton Slovis coming over, who, shout out to Keaton, who reposted our Keaton and Cody Twitter meme on Twitter. He posted that to his Instagram story and tagged us. So shout out to Keaton for doing that. We always appreciate a little bit of credit, right? It's just going to be a super exciting season, I think. And, you know, whether Cody left or whether he stayed, I think it would have been an awesome season regardless. But Cody is just a special player, an awesome kid by all accounts, and I'm excited to see how he plays. But yeah, I mean, what are the expectations? I think, Chandler, like, start with you, but like, expectations now that Cody is back, how do you think he performs this season? What does his return mean for the wide receiver room? Stuff like that.
For sure. I honestly don't see his role changing much. Kind of like Joe said earlier, I wouldn't expect like a dip or change in production based on this. Like, as long as he stays healthy, I'm sure he'll have pretty similar stat line. I don't think, you know, Keaton's going to look his way, see him streaking open across the middle and think, you know, he entered the portal briefly. He wanted to keep his options open and, you know, and
I'm going to keep my passing options open.
Yeah. I'm going to keep my options open too. You know, see how you like that.
Yeah.
So I really don't think he's going
to. Elder!
Elder! Yes. So I wouldn't really change my expectations. And I especially given the leadership of our coaching staff with Fessy, you know, tweeting that out saying, hey, like, let's move on to the next. It happens. Understanding, you know, he was probably under a lot of different pressures, right? Different groups, people in his ear, like you've mentioned. Yeah, I wouldn't change my expectations for him. I still think he'll ball out. And obviously, you know, maybe with some more confidence that a lot of these top programs want him and that he could perform there as well. You know, maybe he'll feel like the man on campus, and I'm sure he already is to some degree, but yeah, I'm sure it'll be a little awkward for the next little bit, but water under the bridge by the time season rolls around, he scores that first touchdown and, you know, put this up, you know, up 52 over Sam Houston State and all that. So
it is amazing how much a touchdown can fix.
Yep.
Just like an eyeball emoji.
Exactly.
There's nothing it can't fix.
So I think obviously BYU is in a much better spot with Cody Epps. Like, if you look at it from the perspective of, let's just imagine he had no ties to BYU. You had a receiver who entered the portal, has offers from, you know, all these SEC schools, and he comes to BYU. You're treating that as like, oh my gosh, like this is worth one or two more wins. And I think that's true. Like, having Cody Epps on the roster is a big deal, because he is that talented. I love Darius Lassiter coming in. I liked him more as kind of more of like a probably a depth piece than like as a wide receiver one. His film looks pretty good. He's a tall receiver, can go up and high point the football, good speed. So I think he's going to be a great player, and I think he will slide in really nicely to that wide receiver four spot. We'll see, like, if in fall camp he comes in and really impresses and pushes, you know, the top three guys. But I think that looks great. I still want one more receiver. There was like a flurry of offers that went out. I think my favorite of all the offers that went out was Javon Antonio, receiver from Northwestern State, at the FCS level. Do yourselves a favor, go to his Twitter and watch the highlight tape on his, on the top of his feed. Dude's a boss. Dude can hype with the football, 6'4". Kind of reminds me of like a Devin Blackman from a few years ago. Big, tall transfer receiver who can go up and high point the football, which we know, like, Keaton Slovis really thrived at USC when he had those big, tall receivers. So I think if you had another guy like him, I feel really, really good about this receiver room. I feel like it's a room that could go six deep again if any one of the new guys like Koa Eldridge, Parker Kingston, or Devin Downing show out like apparently they were in spring ball. I feel really good about this receiver room.
I really want Chance Morrow from Louisville.
Yeah.
Which I think Jake Hatch sent a tweet yesterday talking about how he's kind of crystal, it's not 24/7 crystal ball, but like one of those other sites on three, kind of has him projected to come to BYU. He's the 6'6", 185 pounds, so pretty kind of thin for being 6'6". But wide receiver transfer from Louisville out of high school. He had offers to obviously Louisville, Miami, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Like he had some big time offers coming out of high school. Didn't really play much this last season, his freshman year. So he'd have 4 seasons of eligibility. But just like a big target, right? 6'6" is like going to be any quarterback's best friend. Especially, you know, since Cody's kind of on the smaller side, you know, having just a big body to kind of play counter to what Cody Epps is going to bring to the field. Have a guy like that in the wide receiver room certainly helps, in addition to the guys they already have. So Chance Morrow is one that I'm keeping my eye on and someone that I'd like to see come to Provo. But any of those guys, I think, would be a great get and super talented. So
for sure.
Do you have a favorite, Chandler, of the wide receivers that you'd like to see come?
The ones, there's been so many, like you mentioned just a few days ago when Epps was in the portal, we saw that was my whole timeline was different offers.
Yeah.
And definitely sending the next man up mantra publicly. Mm-hmm. Like, we will replace you no matter who you are, which is great from a program perspective. While we're mentioning it, speaking of transfers, Colorado's having issues of their own, and Montana Lamonius Craig is in the portal, and BYU
he's the one that had a crazy spring ball, right?
Uh-huh. Like, he scored a few touchdowns. Yep. Had like a Randy Moss stat line and then basically said, hey, I'm in the portal like 2 or 3 hours later, something like that. So yeah. We shot our shot. He posted about getting an offer with a cool pick of Max Tooley and all royal, you know. I think we landed realistically? Probably not, but while we're dreaming, let's do it.
Just bring me all the wide receivers.
All
just like, dude. Like get an LSU type wide receiver room going of like Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson.
So when the portal first opened, and like obviously I think what Colorado lost 50 guys to the transfer portal of the of the 85 that were on the roster last year.
Yeah.
So like they don't have any, like they literally don't have any wide receivers. It's like Travis Hunter and like like literally the Louis Vuitton luggage he came with.
That's all you need. Like, you know that Sanders, like Deion Sanders' son, who's the quarterback there, is like only going to be throwing to Travis Hunter, though.
Right. But it's been really conclusion. Like at first when Cody entered the transfer portal and like one of his first offers was Colorado, I'm like, oh, that's big time. Like Coach Prime is like showing all these guys the door, and the fact that he wants Cody, like that's really cool. And then I looked at like all the other guys, like scrolling the timeline of all the other guys that BYU's offered the last couple of days, and Colorado is literally just offering like every wide receiver in the portal right now because they just need bodies. So we'll see. There's another Colorado receiver. I think it's Chase Sowell. Got offered by BYU. Mm-hmm. We'll see if BYU can get him on a visit later this week. But there's a lot of guys. I'm confident BYU is going to add one other guy out of the portal. We'll see who it is. But luckily, we don't have with the Cody Epps news, we don't have to expect them to come in and be like wide receiver one right away, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Keanu was going to be wide receiver number one if Cody didn't come back anyway. And who knows, it might even just be a 1A, 1B situation, right? Like, we talk about Cody and how he had some awesome games. Keanu Hill had some pretty awesome games. Like, the Wyoming game was unreal. The Utah Tech game was unreal. Like, he showed that he could definitely be a wide receiver one type for this BYU offense.
Chase Roberts, too. Like, all three of them had 100 – like, all three of them had multiple 100-yard receiving games last year.
Yeah. And Keanu's been the healthiest of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
Cody and Chase both had injury issues.
And this isn't just because he was on the cruise with us and like we had a great interview with him, and he's now my new favorite player on the roster.
He's so funny. He's hilarious.
He's my wide receiver one. Like whispering that into the
into Keanu was honestly, they were all awesome. Great interviews so too, fun. Which they'll be uploaded if you want to listen, you want a little early access, they'll be uploaded to the Coug Connect YouTube channel. You can watch the interviews there. And if you want to listen to them, we'll upload them kind of on our podcast platform over the next couple of weeks. But
I keep like going back and forth on like who is my favorite from the crews, because like Mason's our guy. He was like interview number one on the Hype Train podcast, so he'll always be a favorite for me. But then I'm thinking like, man, Max Tooley is an awesome dude. Like everything you could ever want from a BYU athlete. And then I think, well, Miles Davis was great too. Like he was super funny and like has a great story and loves that he's at BYU. And then Keanu just like never stopped making us laugh the entire cruise. So it's like, even when they're all great. I can't pick a favorite.
Yeah. Even when he was off camera, Keanu was hilarious. Got some great videos of Miles trying to haggle in the streets of Ensenada with some, you know, Mexican vendors trying to sell necklaces and things like that.
It's most definitely fake.
Most definitely fake. All of them, your neck going to turn green. They're all awesome. All four guys. Like, honestly, if you weren't on the cruise, you missed out. The good news, I think, is we're going to be planning another one for next year. So if you weren't able to come to Ensenada with us this week, there'll be future opportunities to do something like this. And honestly, like, it was access you never would have expected to get from a BYU football player, and especially BYU. Like, it wasn't just like third string guys or walk-ons, right? Like, it was stars. It was wide receiver one Keanu Hill. It was Max Tooley, who's been with the program for years and is going to be entering his last season and you know, going to the NFL after that. It was Mason Wake, Miles Davis, like guys who are ballers for this BYU football team. It wasn't just, you know, guys off the bench, you know, guys you'll never see, you know, play a lot of snaps at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. It was stars of the show. And to be able to get to know them and talk with them, we, like Joe said, we interviewed them. Great interviews. They'll be out soon. But, you know, access you never would have dreamed of getting. So if you didn't go on this cruise, next event should be in the works. Ton of fun. Recommend it to everyone.
Count me in.
Chandler, I'm sorry.
No, I was getting all – they. Just so everybody knows, they used our same group chat to talk about, like, hey, we're going to go get dinner now. Oh, it was so good. So I was seeing all the text the whole time. So I felt the love, and it was cool to get some of the updates there. But, yeah, I definitely would prefer to be there in person, and you should too.
Yeah, dude. Chandler's planning a honeymoon. Ain't that right?
Something like that.
No spoiler.
Saved up that time off for whatever reason. We'll see if I need it late August. But yeah.
Sure. Okay, let's see. Other portal news. Basketball is like every other day pulling someone out of the portal. Who knows who the guy. Like, that was the other crazy thing, is like basketball stuff was going over here and then football stuff is going on over here, and it's just like I have no idea what's happening, but this is exciting and thrilling, and I love college sports.
The basketball news felt like an afterthought. Yeah.
Harrison Taggart is a name out of the portal, just coming in from Oregon. Keep an eye on him. No idea where he's going to go, but BYU's in his top schools. I don't know, dudes. Anything else?
I think that's it. I mean, we'll do some more podcasts as news comes out, right? Maybe this emergency pod kind of situation will be commonplace every offseason now, if it's going to be like this. But I mean, it's never a dull moment anymore, I think, with the portal and with NIL and, you know, BYU joining the Big 12. So there's no such thing as an offseason. It's cool. It's like the NBA and the NFL now, right? With player movement and adding and losing guys. Ton of fun.
Love it. Let's all go take a nap.
Recover.
Let our bodies decompress after whatever the heck just happened the last 3 days, and we'll talk to you guys next week.